and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
It is Alma's ball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 43-39. I tell you what, there's just some things that have gone Alma's way tonight.
Yeah, you know, you look at the first half, banked in three, and just some random plays. Like, you're right there, the guy tries to do a circus shot. Honestly, takes a terrible shot that you would never advise to take, right? And it falls in one of their guys' hands who's running behind the play, and we hit him, and he throws the ball up and makes it. And, you know, I mean, just some fluke plays. But the Bombers are only down four. Here's the deal. It's in front of you. You got 8 minutes. You're down four for your season. Lay it all out on the line and see what happens right here.
Smith takes an inbound pass. We're back in our way. Gives it to Towns Robinson. Back to Smith. Smith dribbles at the top. Now Tomlin, a man-to-man. Smith goes toward the right side. Now goes back between the circles. Ball goes on the right side to Boggs. Up top to Schlegel. Pass knocked away, but Brogan's there to get it. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Brogan dribbles to the left corner. Down to Towns Robinson. Down to five, he's going to be fouled. So with the 4 seconds left on the shot clock, Alma will get a fresh 35.
Yeah, it's Blaine digging in, trying to get it on there. He's got to know his timing situation right there with only 4 seconds. They should reset the shot clock. That's what we're working on right now.
It is Blaine Tate's second personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers here in the second half. Smith will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it into Brogan. Brogan will give it back to Smith, who will set the offense. Smith dribbling at the top. Goes over toward the right side. Gives it up near the top to Boggs. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound's knocked around, and they're going to call a foul on the rebound. I believe they're going to get Towns Robinson.
Yep. We're going to get Towns Robinson there pushing off.
That's his second personal foul, team foul number three.
As Dylan Conley likes to say, displacement on the displacement call, right?
Yep.
There's no over the back. It's always displacement or pushing, and that's what he did.
Well, I was about to say there's no over the back, but there is on the back.
On the back,
yep.
Yeah.
Here is Tate in the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Bickford. Bickford will dribble up toward the top. Throws over to McLean on the right. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Brogan.
Other than a big shot to go down for the Bombers right there.
Mm-hmm. Back the other way. Schlegel's going to go into the lane for the layup. He gets the basket and he draws a foul. Schlegel will have a chance to make it a three-possession game at the free throw line. Hagen Raw picks up his fourth personal foul, fifth team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Schlegel will go at the be at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 4 points. And his free throw bounces around and finally falls in. Talk about things just going your way.
Yep, just going your way right now for Alma. What's Mountain Home do to stop the bleeding right here?
46-39, Airedale's up, about 6.5 minutes left in the game. Ball goes up top to McLean, over to Bickford on the right side. Alma in a man-to-man. Bickford will dribble up to the top. Gives it to Tate. Tate has it, throws over to Rob on the right side, down to 15 on the shot clock. Now it gives it back to Bickford. Bickford has it there on the right wing. Bickford will take the screen from Dewey. He's going to pull up for the three near the top. Will not go. Offensive rebound from McLean. Now has the ball knocked away, and Alma comes up with a steal.
Yeah, it's like we talked about the time before. Ryder was able to keep that ball high right there. It went down, and when it goes down, those guards are able to get their hands on it. Good play by Blaine right here.
Yeah, he picks the pocket of Smith. He finds McLean back the other way for the layup. Good. And then Mountain Home, I believe, quickly called the timeout. That was McLean's 11th point of the night. We will break with 5:50 left to play in the game. It is Alma leading Mountain Home 46-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Well, Matt's home calling the timeout right after the steal and layup and to make it a two-possession game once again. 46-41, Alma up with 5:50 left to play in the final period. Over at Van Buren right now, the Pointers are up on Russellville 27-25 with about 6.5 minutes left of the third.
So things are going our way there. Over in Van Buren, things just need to start going our way here, and we'll see what happens.
Smith will walk the ball into the front court for the Airedales. Dribbles on the right side, mounts home in a half-court man. Ball goes up top to Brogan. Brogan's going to dribble down to the low block. He's going to go in for the layup. Will not go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 5:39 left in the game. Kobaninski picks up his first personal foul. That is the last foul Mountain has to give.
Same little set play that Van Buren ran coming out of the last time out there that they were able to get the layup out of. We had defended a little bit better there, but kind of undercut Brogan as he was going for a shot.
This is his first trip to the free throw line tonight. He has 7 points so far this evening. First shot will not go.
His first thing didn't go their way. That ball bounced around about six times before it went in.
Yeah. So one more free throw for Brogan. Second shot is up. No good. He misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Dewey. Back comes Mountain Home with a chance to make it a one-possession game. Tate gives it up top to McLean. He's going to dribble into the lane, gives it there to Dewey. He's going to put up the shot off the glass. No good. Inskeep gets the offensive rebound, kicks out to Tate. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
Wow, what a rebound there by Coben Inskeep to kick it out to Blaine Tate. Blaine hadn't hit many threes on the year, and this one right here was a big one for him.
And I believe they just called a bench warning on Mountain Home.
They're going to call a bench warning on us, and their whole bench goes out about 4 feet out onto the floor here when they make a shot, and our bench jumps up and celebrates, and they call it on us. Hey, if you're going to call it, let's call it on the same on the other side over here.
So it's Alma up 46-44 with 5:14 left to play in the game. By the way, Cannon Kerr just checked back in, replacing Branson Brogan. Smith with it up top, gives it over to Schlegel on the left side. His pass knocked away by McLean. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Alma will inbound it with 5:04 left in the game. 21 left on the shot clock. Smith will trigger the inbound pass in front of the Airedale bench. Gets it, throws it in the backcourt to Curd. Actually throw it over his head. Curd just had to chase it down.
Yeah, he did.
Curd into the front court. He's going to dribble down to a low block. Puts up the shot over Bickford's block from behind by Dewey, but the jump ball is going to be called. It will be Mountain Home's ball in possession arrow.
That is a bad break for Mountain Home. We had the ball. Dewey had it in his hands. There's no way that that's a jump ball. But it is our possession, so let's take advantage of it.
Yeah. Let's just hope that jump ball doesn't
come back. Yeah,
because once the ball is inbounded, the possession arrow will change. Miles Kendrick coming back in for the Airedales, replacing Easton Boggs. 4:50 left in the game. It is Mountain Home up, trailing Alma 46-44. Here's Tate into the front court. Ball goes to Inskeep on the left side. Now up top to McLean. Loses the handle of the ball, but is able to get it back. Now McLean's going to dribble down into the lane. He's going to be fouled. Bump foul by Matthew Schlegel. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number four against the Airedales here in the second half. 4:36 left to play in the game.
That should reset the shot clock.
Yep.
Reset the shot clock!
Here's Dewey. He's going to take the inbound pass in the paint. Puts up the layup. Good! And we're tied up.
Dewey's going to go to work downtown here.
Our third tie of the night. We're knotted up at 46. 4:24 left in the game. Here is Kurt with it. Gives it to Smith. Back to Kurt on the right. Up top to Smith. Over to Kendrick on the left. Back up to Smith. Back to Kendrick. He's going to try for the long three-pointer. Will not go. And Bickford gets the rebound. Mountain Home has a chance to get the lead back.
Yeah, slow down right here. Make sure we get a good shot.
Tate's going to go into the lane. Tries to throw it to Dewey. Ball knocked around. And Dewey will not be able to save it. Goes out of bounds. And that will be off of Mountain Home. That'll be their 10th turnover of the night. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Trying to press the issue, Jared, just a little bit. You know, once again, there's a sophomore trying to make a play. If it gets down, that's a great play. You learn time. You learn the situation. You learn we got to have a good one right there. We got things going our way. Let's not give it back to Alma.
Ball's up top of Smith with 3:50 left in the game. Gives it to Curd. Back up to Smith. Over on the left side to Kendrick. Cross court to Curd on the right. Up top to Smith. Down to Towns Robinson at the free throw line. Out to Curd. He's going to try for the three-pointer. They're in and rolls around and finally fell in. Oh, my gosh. Camden Curd with 13 on the night. Back comes Tate with it. He's going to drill to a low block, put up the layup. Over Towns Robinson, off the glass and in.
Nice answer right there for Mountain Home. Need a stop right here and a score, and let's get the lead.
49-48, Airedales with the ball in the lead. 3:20 left in the game. Here is Curd with it up top. Gives over to Schlegel on the left. Schlegel's going to dribble down into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. It goes in. Matthew Schlegel with 7 on the night. And Alma quickly calls timeout. We will break with 3:10 left to play in the game. It is Alma leading Mountain Home 51-48. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
3:10 let's play in this game. It is Mountain Home trailing Alma 51-48. Over at Van Buren, the pointers are up on Russellville 34-29 with about 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter there. So Mountain Home will inbound it. It's still a one possession game right now. Mountain Home with a chance to cut to one or tie it on this play. So here is Bickford into the front court. Throws over to McLean on the right side. Up top to Dewey. Over to Bickford on the left. An alley-oop pass to Dewey for the layup. Good!
Yeah, nice little set play coming out of a timeout. Let's see if Mountain Home can get a stop right here.
25 for Braden Dewey. Back the other way. Kendrick's going to try for the three-pointer. It banked off the glass. Almost went in. Offensive rebound for Towns Robinson. His pass knocked away. Stolen by Mountain Home. Fifth turnover against the Airedales. Here is McLean with it. Mountain Home with a chance to take the lead on this play. They're down by one. McLean will throw it to Dewey. He's going to try for the three on the left side. No good. And the rebound, a foul's going to be called on Alma on the rebound
stays
attempt.
Here. Yep, yep. And they grabbed Hagen Robb's arms trying to get in there.
Miles Kendrick picks up his third personal foul. Fifth team foul against Alma here in the second half. So Mountain Home will inbound on the baseline with 2:26 left to play in the game. McLean looking to inbound it, throws it to Maharis, back to McLean. He has it on the left wing. He's going down to lane for the layup, and they're going to call him for a travel. That is Mount Holmes' 11th turnover of the night. Comes with 2:21 left to play in the game. Smith into the front court. He's going to dribble towards the paint, kicks out to Kendrick for the three-pointer. This is everything, and Rob gets the rebound.
We're getting them taking quick shots right here. 2 minutes to play. See if we can get the lead and finish this game up.
Yeah, if you're Dominic Lincoln, those are the shots you don't want. But then yeah. Mountain Home turns it back over. And ball goes to Curd. Now over to Smith. Back to Curd. Over on the right side to Kendrick. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Throws it back out to Smith. 1:43 left to play in the game. Smith will give it back to Kendrick. He drills to the free throw line. 15 left on the shot clock. Up top to Curd. Down to 10 to shoot. Curd's going to dribble to the elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good.
Wow, nice little smooth shot. He's been hitting that all night. Mountain Home needs to go quick, and let's get a score right here. Let's get a good shot.
Camden Curd with 15 on the night. 53 to 50. 53-50, Alma up, so it's still a one-possession game with 1:18 left in the game. Ball knocked away on the right side by Kendrick. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Mount Tom will inbound it with 1:16 left. Lane Tate's going to come back in for Mount Tom, replacing McGee Harris. And for Van Buren, Kendrick's going to check out of the game. As was it Schlegel that checked back in? Or no, it was Boggs.
Yeah.
Inbound pass goes to Tate. Finds Dewey on the low block. He's going in for the layup. Basket will not go, but he draws the foul, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:13 left.
Oh, I thought he got that one to fall, and it was going to be an and-one opportunity here.
Matthew Schlegel picks up his third personal foul. That is the 16th foul against Van Buren. Both teams now with six. So Braden Dewey back at the free throw line. Right now he has 25. First free throw is up. Good. I believe Dewey is now 4-6 from the free throw line.
Got a 9-point game. Van Buren is up over Russellville.
Oh my.
Mountain Home can just finish this off. It looks like we got a chance to seal our fate to go to state.
So Dewey's second shot is up. Good. He gets both. He has 27 on the night. 53-52. Back to a 1-point game. Smith into the front court with 1:08 left. Dribbles to the left side. Takes the screen. Dribbles to the top. Smith will throw it to Kurt on the right, down to Schlegel in the corner.
Under a minute to play now.
15 left on the shot clock. Schlegel will throw it out to Kurt. Over to Boggs in the right corner. His three-pointer is up. No good. And Schlegel is going to be called for the foul on the back. And so one and one's coming up for Mountain Home with 46.2 left. And right now it's a one-point game.
And I'll tell you where that's also big right there, Matt, is that there's 46 seconds left on the clock, right? With that, we were able to go down and maybe score. But even if Alma gets the ball back and holds it for all 35 seconds, we will still have 11 seconds to get a shot to try to win this thing.
Yep. That was Schlegel's fourth personal foul, team foul number 7 against Alma. So it is going to be a 1-1 for Ryder McClain. So far he is 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 11 points. First free throw is up. Good. And we've got our fourth tie of the night. Let's see if we can get our fourth lead change. McClain with one more to shoot. Second shot. He gets both.
All right, Mountain Home needs a stop right now. They are in the bonus, so we make sure we don't foul.
Here's Smith into the front court. Down to 40. Mountain Home up 54-53. Ball goes to Curd. He has it up top. Mountain Home in a man. Ball goes to Smith. Smith dribbles to the top. Gives it to Schlegel. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Curd has it on the right side. Near the top to Smith. He drills to the left side, goes to a low block, kicks it out to Towns Robinson. Down to 6. Here is Kurd. He's going to go into the lane for the layup, and it goes in.
13 seconds left. You got timeout here at Mountain Home.
And Mountain Home is going to take the timeout as Alma goes back on top with 10.9 left to play in the game. It is Alma leading Mountain Home 55-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So Mountain Home coming out of the timeout. They'll have the ball with 10.9 seconds left in the game. They trail Alma 55-54. Both teams with two timeouts left.
This is what you want to end the season right here. You got the ball with a chance to win the game down one. Alma is in the bonus, so you can be aggressive here. And if you draw a foul and get to the free throw line.
And Mountain Home is going to lose the ball. Off, oh, no, they're going to say it's off of Alma.
Yeah, it's off Alma
okay.
Right there.
Woo, so Bombers do catch a break there. They will inbound on the far sideline with 5.6 left. as they still trail by one. McGee Harris is going to come in, replacing Hagen Robb, which I don't blame you there. You need another shooter.
Yep.
Yes. McLean will turn the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Tate. Tate into the front court. Has the ball knocked away. And it's down to 1 second left, and it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to be Alma's ball in the possession arrow with 7/10 of a second left.
That should do it there for the Bomber season.
Oh, my goodness. That is heartbreaking. So now I believe a timeout just called?
Yeah, I think Coach Fulcher is going to call a timeout here.
All right. So we will go ahead and break with 7/10 of a second left. It is Alma leading Mountain Home 55-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
So Alma will inbound the ball with 7/10 of a second left as they lead 55-54. They could commit a foul before the inbound pass.
I think you have to. You just got to hold and try your best to try to get them to go down and hit a one-on-one. And, you just don't want to make sure it's not intentional. Look like offensive
foul. Oh, my goodness. They're going to get Smith with the offensive foul. He pushed off before the ball even went in, and Mountain Home still has life.
We have one timeout left right here. We're going to get a call. We're going to get a shot at this thing.
Carmike Smith picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 8. Mountain Home will inbound it after the timeout. We'll break with 7/10 of a second left. Mountain Home trailing Alma 55-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer.
Looks like they're giving them a little extra time on this what's supposed to be a 30-second timeout. And Mountain Home just used their last timeout. They will inbound with 7/10 of a second left. That is enough time for a catch and shoot.
Oh, yeah. You gotta feed Dewey right here in the block, right?
Yeah.
You got to let him go to work, catch, maybe draw a foul, and get to the free throw line.
55-54, Alma leading. Ryder McLean will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Bombers. Man, that was a huge call for that offensive foul against
If they're going to play off of Dewey, look how far they're playing off of Dewey. Dewey just turn and catch the ball and shoot it.
This is surprising.
Turn and catch and shoot it.
Inbound pass will be lobbed to Dewey. It was knocked away by Towns Robinson.
Yeah, good play by him.
And that's the way the ball game is going to end.
Dewey, that guy was way off. I mean, he's turned to catch, hit that little jumper, but that's not what happened. And we ran a play to try to get a tip in.
And with that, the season will come to an end for the Bomber boys. They will not be going to the Class 5A state tournament.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Heartbreaker there for the Bombers.
Yeah, especially.
Van Buren's up 16 on Russellville, pulling away, and in the fourth quarter.
It's actually 17.
Yeah, 17 now. Yeah. They just made a shot.
You definitely feel for these senior players.
Yep.
Thank you to Kai Bickford, Hagen Robb, and Ian Mason for all your contributions to this program.
Yep. They went out playing hard and had a great season, just unable to cap it off here in Alma. Both the boys and girls, heartbreaking losses tonight.
So our final score, Mountain Home falls to Alma 55-54. We'll come back and check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United